If you're a chicken farmer in Juneau, it's important to stay a step ahead of bears. KTO's Quentin Chandler reports chickens are just one of the attractants Fish and Game is reminding people to hide from hungry bears.
The neighborhood black bear is the last guest Sarah Dolan would invite past the 6-foot privacy fence surrounding her backyard. Obviously, a no-bear zone is important for her and her family's safety, but it's also to protect the 6 chickens strolling aimlessly around her chicken run, closed in by a mesh fencing called hardware cloth.
And I have that screwed into the 4x4s and then in the ground with cement pure blocks.
She has clear plastic roofing at the top to protect from aerial hunters like eagles. Just this summer, ravens killed 2 of her chickens while they were free-ranging. Fish and Game recommends chicken owners protect their birds from bears with electric fencing. Dolan doesn't have that.
And I know that that's a gamble. Because I know it's a gamble, if I were to come out one day and a bear was actively trying to get into my run or coop, I would try to scare it off, of course. That's it. You know, it's my fault if it gets in.
But she is confident because she has a fallback plan in case a bear breaks into the run.
It would take a bear a little bit to break it down. And in those seconds, I would envision my chickens being able to run into the coop.
Dolan's coop seems like overkill for such a small operation.
My husband jokes and calls it Cluckingham Palace.
It's a strong wooden shed. You'd need a lot of force to break into it. A small sliding door, like a doggy door, leads from the coop into the run. Dolan thinks if a bear attacked, her birds could hide inside and the bear would eventually give up. She didn't always have a palatial coop, but in the 6 years she's been raising chickens, she's never lost any to bears. The fence helps.
A bear can scale that in a heartbeat if it wanted to, but it can't see back here. It's not, the sounds of a chicken isn't really what's going to draw it back here. It would be a smell, and I don't have a smell.
She keeps the chickens' food in sealed containers inside her coop. She also feeds them inside, and she's careful about getting rid of poop. She's not lying. The place really doesn't stink. Dolan is part of a growing community of Juneau chicken farmers. Teaching them how to keep bears out of their coops is one way Stephanie Sell is trying to minimize human-bear encounters. Sell is the Fish and Game area biologist for northern Southeast Alaska. She is having a bear-crazy summer.
We're getting a lot of calls about bears and trash.
Sell and her coworkers recently put down a 470-pound black bear after it broke into a trailer home Arctic entry. Sel says it was probably the biggest black bear she's ever handled and was a known troublemaker.
You don't get to be that big by being stupid. So I can guarantee that this bear's probably been eating trash for a long time, has found food sources within Arctic entries before. So it basically recognizes that and will go back and try to find those locations again.
This bear caught a lot of public attention because it was really big. But Sel says its misadventures are a symptom of the problem. Some people in Juneau are breaking the rules for bear attractants.
Trash, chicken coops, pet food, bird seed, stuff like that. And so when people are saying, well, it's not afraid of me at all, well, that's because we've been feeding it for years.
Sel says don't leave out pet food. Don't put out bird feed in the summer. Juneau law says only put trash in bear-resistant buildings or containers. This is all common knowledge. Fish and Game has been preaching it for years. But based off the reports she's getting, Sel thinks too many people are getting complacent. And even though she doesn't have it, Sarah Dolan highly recommends new chicken farmers use electric fencing around their coops and runs. She also says to build everything before you get the chickens. Otherwise, you might get busy with life and settle for a half-finished home for your birds. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.
And for any aspiring chicken farmers, Sarah Dolan made a list of recommendations you can follow to build your own chicken farm. Check it out at ktoo.org. You can also check Juneau Chicken Group on Facebook for advice.